This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. The Election Commission of India yesterday announced a schedule for the Maharashtra and Jharkhand Assembly elections. Maharashtra will go to polls in a single phase on 20th of next month. In Jharkhand, polling will be conducted in two phases on 13th and 20th of next month. The counting of votes in the two states will take place on 23rd of next month. Announcing the poll schedule in New Delhi, Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar said, notification for election to the 288-member Maharashtra Assembly will be issued on 22nd of this month and candidates can file their nomination papers till 29th of October. In Jharkhand, the notification for the first phase of voting will be issued on 18th of this month and candidates can submit their nomination papers till 25th of October. The Chief Election Commissioner said for the second phase of polling in the state, the notification will be issued on 22nd of this month and the nomination can be filed till 29th of October. With the announcement of poll schedule, the Model Code of Conduct has come into force in both the states. The poll panel also announced a schedule for the by-election in several assembly constituencies and two Lok Sabha seats. By-polls for 47 assembly constituencies in different states and for Wayanad parliamentary seat in Kerala will be held on 13th of next month. The by-polls for one assembly seat in Uttarakhand and Nanded Lok Sabha seat in Maharashtra will be conducted on 20th of November. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar reached Islamabad yesterday on a two-day visit to Pakistan to attend the SCO summit. The 23rd meeting of Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO Council of the Heads of Government, will be held today under the chairmanship of Pakistan. The SCO Council of Heads of Government meeting is held annually and focuses on the trade and economic agenda of the organization. The External Affairs Minister had earlier remarked that his Pakistan visit is for a multilateral event and he had ruled out bilateral talks. This is the first high-level visit of an Indian foreign minister to the neighbouring nation in 9 years. Union Minister for Finance and Corporate Affairs Nirmala Sitharaman will be on a visit to Mexico and USA from today. During the first leg of her visit to Mexico from 17th to 20th of this month, Mrs. Sitharaman will chair the Tech Leaders Roundtable that will bring together global technology leaders, including the major Indian IT giants present in Guadalajara. Mrs. Sitharaman will also hold a bilateral meeting with Minister of Finance and Public Credit of Mexico, Rogelio Ramirez de Lao. Besides, she will also hold discussions with several members of the Mexican Parliament to strengthen parliamentary cooperation and foster economic development. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded digital connectivity in the country as an effective tool for last-mile delivery. He said India's mobile and telecom journey in the 21st century is a subject of study for the whole world. Mr. Modi was speaking after inaugurating the International Telecommunication Union, ITU, World Telecommunication Standardization Assembly, WTSA 2024 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi yesterday. On the occasion, Prime Minister Modi also inaugurated the 8th edition of the India Mobile Congress 2024. The four-day global event is bringing together more than 3,000 industry leaders, policy makers and tech experts from over 190 countries. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the time has now come for the police system to come forward to protect the fundamental rights of country citizens. Mr. Shah said that the police system should be alert to minimize the crimes happening within the borders of the country and the time has also come that justice should be delivered to the citizens in the shortest possible time. Mr. Shah was interacting with the probationers of 76 regular recruits of 2023 batch of the Indian Police Service IPS in New Delhi yesterday. During the interaction, the Home Minister said, at present, through crime and criminal tracking network and systems, 99% of the police stations of the country have become online. Bangladesh's post-COVID recovery continues to be impacted by high inflation, balance of payments deficit, financial sector vulnerabilities and increasingly limited job opportunities for its youth, especially women and educated youth, said by the World Bank. And with that is the end of this news bulletin.